This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. A sales tax plan that could raise $100 million per year for affordable housing is up before Denver City Council tonight. The money would go toward building 44,000 units in the next 10 years. The goal is to expand housing for low and middle class families. If passed, Denver voters will decide in November if they want a 0.5% sales tax to fund the initiative. Colorado's poorest and wealthiest households are expected to benefit from billions of dollars in tax changes recently passed by lawmakers. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
On the high end of the income spectrum, a cut to the income tax rate will mean savings of hundreds or thousands of dollars for the wealthiest households. On the low end, a new child tax credit will be worth an average of $2,400 a year for those families making less than about $100,000 a year. But some groups will lose out because Tabor refunds are shrinking. When you combine all the changes, lower-income people making under six figures who don't have kids could lose about $50 a year. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Trinidad's city attorney Les Downs is stepping down after more than a decade in the position. The Trinidad Chronicle News reports Downs recently tendered that resignation. He gave 60 days notice to allow counsel some time to look for someone new. Downs declined to tell the paper why he resigned. This is the second recent resignation in Trinidad city government. The city manager is also stepping down. It's 4:06.